Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, now that the quarterly stocks and prospective plannings reports are out of the way, now we can get back to trading markets and live again. Well, the corn and wheat's been so extremely oversold and extremely sideways on our indicators, and we're starting to turn those positive here today. The wheat looks to me like it's putting in a head and shoulders bottom. But the reports were interesting in of the fact some of it was not a surprise. But the one thing we note is corn acres at 89,996,000 acres, bean acres 89,482,000 acres. This is the only second time in history that we've had the two neck to neck. The last time was in 1983. And by the time we went from prospective plannings into the final, both of them lost acres, mainly because of weather, and corn lost it because of the PIC program. So bottom line is we'll have to see where we end up. But if you look at idled acres, first off, let's talk Arkansas, up 11.8% in bean plantings. Illinois only is losing 1%, or gaining 1%, excuse me. Indiana's gaining 6.2%. Iowa's gaining 6.3%, but Kansas, 23.5% up. What were we thinking? They had to be up sharply. They're the nation's largest grower of hard red winter wheat, and winter wheat acres are down, the lowest since 1909. So that was no surprise. Louisiana, they're seeing a switch of 13.8% into beans. Michigan, 13.5% into beans. Minnesota, I had heard urea prices were dropping quite well. They're 9.3% ahead of last year in beans. Mississippi, 10.3%. North Dakota, a whopping 14%. No surprise there. And South Dakota gained nearly 4%. Wisconsin's 9.7% more beans. But here's another kicker. These bean acres could still grow. Missouri had 500,000 acres idle last year. Kansas, 500,000 acres idle. South Dakota had 300,000 acres idled, and North Dakota idled 700,000 acres. Those are all acres that still this year could possibly go into beans should the weather cooperate. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.